Good morning. Far-left Podemos is willing to make concessions to rescue stalled power-sharing talks with acting Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez's socialists and avoid a repeat election, so leader Pablo Iglesias said yesterday. Sánchez declared negotiations dead on Monday, raising the prospect of a fourth election in as many years. Despite the compromising tone, Iglesias also used the interview to counter-attack Sánchez, saying that his calling the negotiations dead was an error. Last week, Podemos asked its members to vote on whether the party should continue pushing for a power-sharing agreement with the socialists or instead support a minority Sánchez government. Iglesias said the party will respect the outcome of the vote, which ends tomorrow. Both parties have described as historic the opportunity to form a progressive government months after the far-right won seats in parliament for the first time in decades. A judge yesterday blocked an attempt by Madrid's new Conservative Council to lift restrictions on cars entering the city centre, saying the measures should be maintained for now. The council, which took office following local elections in the spring and is led by the Conservative People's Party, suspended the scheme on the 1st of July, pending modifications to it. The act marked the first reversal of an environmental regulation in a major European city and triggered protests and an appeal by environmental groups. In a preliminary ruling, the local court said the fines should stay in place whilst magistrates look into the case in more detail, as suspending them would have an immediate impact on the environment that could not be reversed. The council has 15 days now to decide whether to appeal. A kamikaze driver who drove up to 200 kilometres an hour on the wrong side of the road has died, and five people were injured after he crashed into another car. Two children, aged 4 and 5, were amongst the hurt, with emergency services saying their injuries were only slight. The accident happened on Monday night on the A8 motorway in Gijon at around 11:39 p.m. A Guardia Civil patrol had spotted the car travelling at high speed, but before they could intercept the vehicle and divert other traffic, it hit a car. Another then ploughed into the wreckage. The body of the 52-year-old driver had to be cut from the wreckage. And a Colombian man was detained at Barcelona's international airport after half a kilogram of cocaine was found hidden under an oversized toupee, so police said yesterday. Arriving on a flight from Bogota, the man attracted police attention as he looked nervous and had a disproportionately large hairpiece under his hat. They found a package stuck to his head which contained about 30,000 euros worth of cocaine. The police statement enclosed a photo of a middle-aged man apparently still wearing the toupee, though his eyes were blocked in the image, but gave no more details of his identity. The Colombian man was detained at the end of June. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.